Hare Krishna. Live for Krishna, live through Krishna, live in Krishna. Often, when we are trying to practice spiritual life in the material world as devotee seekers, we naturally get the question, how can I be spiritual while living in the material world? The Bhagavad Gita describes in 5 verses a hierarchy of progression. It describes how from 12.8 to 12.12, at various levels one can practice bhakti and how one can stay spiritual even while being engaged in the material world. In this, 12.8 offers the highest level, but along with that it also offers the principle that is a universal bhakti principle for all levels. So let us look at this verse and understand the principle. So 12.8 states, Mai eva mana dhatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mai eva ata urdhvam na samshayah. Mai eva mana dhatsva, offer your mind to me. Mai buddhim niveshaya, put your intelligence in me. And then he says, what happens by this? If you offer your mind and your intelligence to me, nivasishyasi mai eva, you will live in me, Krishna says. Nivasishyasi. Nivasishyasi is related to the word nivas. Nivas means to reside. Nivasishyasi mai eva ata urdhvam na samshayah. Of this there is no samshaya, no doubt. So what is Krishna referring to over here? Mai eva mana dhatsva. We'll understand this verse in 3 parts. Live for Krishna, live through Krishna, live in Krishna. So live for Krishna means that we live for something. We live for seeing a particular thing happen, for doing a particular thing, for fulfilling a particular cause. So live in Krishna, live for Krishna. That means this refers to redirecting our desires towards Krishna. So, although all desires ultimately come from the soul, in the conditioned stage, most of our desires reside in the mind. The mind is considered to be the reservoir, the place where desires are stored from our past lives and place from where desires get stimulated. So, when it is said that we fix the mind in Krishna, that essentially means we direct our desires towards Krishna. So, directing our desires towards Krishna has 2 parts. First is that we start desiring Krishna himself. And we want to make him our object of love, object of the Lord of our heart. So, we desire Krishna as our foremost desire. This doesn't mean that we reject everything else. Because other desires, because we have to interact with the things of the world. So, the jnani attitude is to reject all those things. But the bhakti attitude is to use all those things in Krishna's service. So, to desire the things of this world for Krishna's service. So, a devotee may see a magnificent building and may think, oh, this, if it can be used as a place for sharing Krishna's message, if a temple for Krishna can be like this, so magnificent, it would be so wonderful. So, that is, desire Krishna and desire things for Krishna. In this way, we live for Krishna because we live for our desires. So, if our desires are Krishna-centered, then we live for Krishna. Then, mai buddhim niveshaya. This we can understand as live through Krishna. Live through Krishna means that when we offer our intelligence to Krishna, that intelligence not only helps us to understand Krishna's glories, as he exists transcendental to the world, beyond this world. But it helps us to understand Krishna as he manifests in this world through his various manifestations. And most importantly, it also helps us to understand how this world demonstrates the truths that are taught in the words of Krishna. So live through Krishna means that rather than looking at this world in a spiritually uninformed way, as the vision of most people, we look at the world through the eyes that are provided to us by Krishna's word. So we live through Krishna. That means, just as when a person who doesn't know about cricket, that person is goes to a cricket field and sees somebody swinging a stick at a ball, and then the whole stadium erupts in joy. That person doesn't understand because that person doesn't have knowledge of what is happening. So, without knowledge we see, but we don't see. Pashyan apina pashyati, as the scriptures often say. So, as long as we don't have scriptural knowledge, we are like the uninformed spectator who doesn't understand the batsman has hit a six-sixer and that's why the players are celebrating. So, just as we need some amount of knowledge to understand anything intricate in this world or anything specific in this world, which involves actions which are not happening in the routine way of things. So, actually, for understanding the world itself, we also need Krishna's help. So, Krishna's message helps us to translate the events from an incomprehensible language to an intelligible language. That means when we just observe events with an unformed eye or with an uneducated head, then we just see things as happening chaotically. Oh, this happened there, that happened there, that happened there. But then beyond that, we see, if we use Krishna's message properly, then we start seeing making sense. Okay, these are the three modes acting. This person is in goodness, this person is passion. And just see how people are, in different ways, manifesting their latent spirituality or are obscuring the manifestation of their spirituality. And we can see how, actually, there are spiritual truths being demonstrated through the events of this world. That is how we live through Krishna. That means, one thing is we desire things of this world for Krishna. That is, live for Krishna. That is, but along with that, whatever happens in this world, we understand it from a Krishna conscious perspective. And if we do this, actually, our mind and our intelligence, our subtle body that comprises our inner world, the heart or the soul, ultimately is where we are and who we are. But the direct spiritual perception of the soul is no longer active. That means the soul's capacity to perceive Krishna and to perceive the spiritual world is no longer active. That's why at this stage our inner life is not directly our spiritual perception of Krishna. Our inner life is primarily the life of the mind and the intelligence. And when we make them Krishna-centric, then gradually we start relishing life at a different level entirely. Actually, we start living in Krishna. Because although physically we may be in one place, but we are experientially, that means in the sense of what we are experiencing as an intense foremost reality, we are where our thoughts and our desires are. That's how daydreamers can be at one place and still be at an entirely different place in terms of their thoughts and their hopes and their dreams. So, sometimes people may be walking along the road, and if it's a cricket mania because of some big World Cup or some other sporting tournament, then people may just be moving their hands and maybe imagining that they are bowling a Yorker which clean bowls the opponent, or they are hitting a sixer, or they are taking a fabulous catch. So, or they are rehearsing the things that they are replaying mentally and even physically to some extent, the things that have happened, some exciting matches that have happened. So those people, they are physically on the road or somewhere, but experientially they are far away. So that's how some people may daydream. Now, a devotee's experience of Krishna is similar but significantly different. Similar in the sense that the devotee is maybe physically at one place, but is not at that place. The difference, of course, is that Krishna is not a dream. Krishna is a supreme reality. And when the devotee connects with Krishna through the thoughts, through the desires, through the aspirations and meditations of the inner world, then the devotee lives in Krishna. So, when a devotee becomes habituated to living in Krishna like this, that means living in the light of Krishna's wisdom, living in the light of Krishna's love, living in the joy of Krishna's presence and benevolence within, then gradually the devotee's heart becomes attracted more and more to Krishna. And then at the end of this life, the devotee not just lives in Krishna, But the devotee returns to Krishna's supreme abode to live with him forever. Thank you. Hare Krishna.